Blog Talk Radio.
All right. This is Blog Talk. This is Hope for All Radio Show, and I'm your host, Riz, coming to you live each and every night, 6:30 p.m. What a day. Late start. Y'all have to excuse me. It's no excuse for it, period. But, you know what I mean? I mean, I have to push through some things sometimes. No matter what's going on or what happens, definitely got to push through. Getting the message through. Boy. That's what God be trying to do. He's trying to get the message through to his people, period. But his real value means to you. Now, to me, real value is love, life, and health, and strength. Not what we own or what we drive or what we do. Some people, they just think as though, okay, well, this is what real life is, what you drive, what you wear, and what you own. No. People just got it so twisted sometimes. But, you know, to teach our younger generation, it's up to us to teach our younger generation what the real value of life is. And it's not all about what we own, drive, or wear. It's more geared towards love, life, health, and strength. Because these are the things that we can, you know, we can leave behind pretty much is a legacy or just different things. So just have to be, it's up to us. It's truly up to us to keep the younger generation. Because some people just got it really twisted. He's his own. Everybody lives and leads their own life. But my main thing is, can't worry about what others have. You just never know what a person has to go through to get to obtain what they have. Always do your own thing. We were made to be different. Nobody is the same. Oh, well, Mike, Trump presidency. Christian. Yet he stands beside Donald Trump. True Christians stand up for what's right. Mike Pence supports the shakeup of China. Y'all better know he's anti-Christ. He don't say too much. He just sit back and let things play out for how they are. Got to take note of every single thing that's going on around us when it comes to him. When I say him, I mean Mike Pence. And even Donald Trump. Both of them. Yeah, Mike Pence, he's definitely got to keep your eye on him. Because it's definitely going to be a shakeup coming soon when it comes to who's going to be the president. Because Donald Trump just looked like he's going to run himself into impeachment. Doesn't look like he's about to run himself into impeachment. How things are going. Let me deal with me. Well, Donald Trump, boy, oh boy. Donald Trump he never seems to amaze me. It's just so much that transpires with this man. From his tweets to him just doing his own thing, it's unbelievable. I know I got my football fans out there, for real, boy. Y'all watching the football games, I know that's why I said I'm not going to be before you. Well, I'm not going to be before you that long, even though, I might have got a late start. Unfortunately, sometimes your tiredness takes over, but It's no excuse. Always got to be on time. Got to be prepared when you're trying to do things right. No excuse whatsoever. And I'm talking to my own self when they say no excuse. But hopefully everybody had a blessed day. And if you didn't, God is still God. And, you know, just trying to, like I say, when I come before you on this radio station, I just try to bring you, you know, current events and keep you informed and encouraged about different things that's transpiring in Delaware, not just only in Delaware, but around the world. But mainly I'm geared towards Delaware since that's where I reside. And I try to get as much information out there to you as possible. And so I'm just trying to keep things in view. Hopefully, I will be able to switch things up on y'all just a tad bit. Definitely want to, you know, just keep people encouraged. That's my main mission, just keep people encouraged, especially during a difficult time with that Trump presidency. Like I said, I see a lot of posts and different things I read. It's all, I mean, that's all I hear about now. Like, oh, how I feel about this, that Trump is absurd. Back and forth. When you are caught between a rock and a hard place, and that's what American people are, caught between a rock and a hard place. I mean, the election, they're ran off emotions, not rationalism. People don't think logical and rational when they're voting. They think about their emotions, period. And it's pretty much as, okay, how do I feel? Who's talking what I'm talking? Who's talking like how I'm feeling? And that's pretty much what it was. So, you know, like they say, Hillary might got the popular vote, but Donald Trump, in the end, messed around and became our president-elect because he was geared towards, he was speaking towards, you know, the working class voters and stuff. Not even the working class voters. I don't know who he was talking to. He was just talking to the people who were mad as a mug, and they came out and drove and did what they had to do. Neither here nor there. Hopefully, I'm just praying. All we can do is pray. That's all we can do is pray. So just continue this situation, lift it up before God, Lord. And just pray for God to shield us from any hurt, harm, or danger. Because tomorrow is definitely not promised to no one. And that's for sure. So, no need in complaining because white goes free. No need in complaining. Well, I'm definitely not going to be before you too long because I know it's football Sunday. Y'all probably tied up watching your football games and stuff like that. So, I thank you for the online listeners. And whoever called in on the stick board. Definitely want to thank you for listening and tuning in. My email address is mcassociates4all@gmail.com. If you want to write me or send me suggestions for the show, topics that you want to touch on, anything, I would greatly, greatly appreciate it. I would love to hear from you. So, you never know. I look forward to coupling with some of you on here. But just know, you just got to stand up for what you believe in and never give up. Keep fighting. The God don't have no punks in his army. We're soldiers for a reason. They call us soldiers in his army for a reason. Because soldiers, Christian soldiers, stand up for what's right. I don't know what Pence is doing, because Pence is on the wrong side. He's supposed to be so much in the prison. And he's standing with Trump and all his views, his lies and everything. Even with his lie about the million of people that he tweeted for, that he voted for, I'm saying that voted. That didn't happen. I mean, Pence, he got caught up in that one too on ABC News. Talking about some yeah, no. So, I mean, you make your own assumptions, done it for yourself, but that's what the real is. Definitely not going to contain that be before you too long. So, like I said, just tune in each and every night, 6:30 p.m. And it get greater and greater and greater as we go along and progress. This is just a start off, so. So I appreciate you listening and tuning in. And just tune in each and every night, same time, 6:30 p.m. To Hope for All radio show. Y'all be blessed and take it easy. Remember, God loves you. I love you. Peace.